Hello, creative spirits. I'm trying something a little different and new with the podcast. This is a quickie episode. No special sounds or music, just me sharing with you, hopefully in the spirit of supporting your creativity. We'll see how quick I can keep it. I tend to be long-winded. Here we go. Let's just dive in. This one is for folks who are somewhere in their minds, in their psyche, are thinking about a creative project that you started, but you didn't finish. And maybe that happened 2 months ago. Maybe it happened 2 years ago. Maybe it happened 20 years ago. But as creative people, we tend to have an infusion of ideas, more kind of like what happens on our bookshelves. We have more books than we can read in a lifetime. We also get more ideas as creative people than we can practically complete. But when we have a project that we've started, that we were enjoying, that we were excited about, and then we stopped doing it for whatever reason, usually there's some feelings that come up around that, whether we're aware of them or not. And often those feelings may be part of a reason why we don't come back to the project or we don't finish it. And first, I want to say that it's totally fine to not finish things. It's okay to quit. You're not a loser. You don't suck. There's nothing broken about you. There's just too many things in life that we want to do and too many demands on our lives inside capitalism and all of its adjacent toxic systems that have us doing stuff that we don't necessarily even want to do, but that we feel like we have to do. So in this modern world, it's really hard to tend to all of the creative ideas that may come through us. So this episode is to help you either determine if you want to come back to something or not. And if you do want to come back to a project that you started, what are some of the things you can do to bridge that gap? Because often the more time that passes, the more these feelings we have about it start to pile up and kind of stand in the way. And that just makes it harder to go back to it. So we're going to try to unpack that quickly in this episode. So the first thing to think about is why you set the project aside. So there's so many different reasons why that may have happened. Maybe you didn't know what to do with the project, or you didn't know what it wanted to be. Maybe you were just kind of confused about what it was, what it was trying to do, and what your role in all of that was going to be. Maybe it felt too difficult, too challenging. That could be like technically speaking, in terms of the craft that you work with, or it could be like it was too emotionally difficult to really pick up and dive into. Maybe it was too cost prohibitive or time prohibitive given what was going on in your life. Maybe the project felt a little too weird or too different and far out from some of the things that you typically do or that you're known for doing creatively. Sometimes when we go down kind of a weird path, we get a little nervous. Like, what is this saying about me? What would people think if I made this instead of the thing that they always see me making? There's also the possibility that you just weren't that into it. You got bored. It wasn't interesting anymore. And that's totally fine. We can change our minds about things. That's one of the great things about life. And it's possible that life just got in the way. There were circumstances, other things came up, you were too busy, there were a lot of demands on your life, and you just couldn't do it. And then it's sort of like drifted off into the distance, and now it feels too far to walk to go back and fetch it. And there's probably other reasons that I haven't even named, but I want you to think about if there's a project for you that you've set aside, take a moment to think about what are some of the reasons that you did set it aside. Sometimes there's like the excuse reasons. Sometimes there's the real reasons. Sometimes there's a blend of like heavy reasons and light reasons. Sometimes it's really simple, but just think about it. Why did you set it aside? What happened? And then we want to think about why you haven't picked it up again. So if it was boring, maybe it just stayed boring. You kept getting interested in other stuff. And if that's true for you, then hopefully you've just kind of moved on and it's not even really an issue. There's also the possibility that the distance and the time away from the project is starting to intimidate you. Like you'd have to kind of maybe also similar to when you start reading a book and then you put it down. And then if too much time passes, you don't remember what you read and you have to go back and you have to start from the beginning. But it was an 800 page book and you'd already read 100 pages. And now it's like, what's the point? So that could be true with a creative project. It might just feel too intimidating to kind of go back to the beginning and get reacquainted and pick it back up again. And then there's maybe the feeling like, what if you put it aside a second time? How will you feel after that? There may be a feeling of fear, like, again, that you may just abandon it once more. Maybe this fear somewhere down inside you that your project is mad at you or creativity is mad at you because you ghosted the project or you didn't give it proper closure. So you may be feeling like this project is upset with you and you just don't want to encounter it again because the low grade shame or guilt or disappointment you may feel about yourself is just going to be magnified when you actually get down in it with the project, and there's maybe the sense like the project will be scolding you in some way. There may be feelings like all kinds of negative feelings, like you may be overwhelmed by the scope. You might be confused, again, like I said, about what to do, or this shame that may be wrapped up in a story, especially if you have other things you haven't finished. You may have a story that probably isn't true about who you are in relation to finishing things and what that says about you. So those could be some of the reasons why the time has just stretched on and you haven't come back. All of those things are perfectly normal. They're happening for other creative people. You are not alone. But these are some of the things we want to look at if we're thinking about coming back to a project that we set aside. I think it's also really important to think about, I kind of just touched on this, but the story that you're telling yourself about what it means that you started something and you didn't finish it. So, you know, there's the project itself, like, and whether you're actually interested in doing it, does it hold water for you? Does it hold energy? Will it keep you excited or interested as you keep going? That's a key question and one that's very important to answer. But then, if we've set it aside and time has passed, these other layers start to pile on top. And usually, that's the thing that's keeping us from coming back to it if it is a project that we want to connect with again. So, I think it's important to look at whatever conscious or unconscious story you may be telling yourself about the whole timeline, like the idea you had, the energy and excitement, and then how it just fizzled and you kind of went away from it and you don't know why. You may have a story around all of that and around what it means for you. So, for example, I once had a client in my creativity coaching mentorship work, and she had the beautiful blessing of having many, many wonderful creative ideas. And she worked in different kinds of mediums and could do many different forms of creative expression. So there were a lot of things that just came through her that she could pick up and she could work with and play with in different ways. And some of those she had finished, but there were many that she had set aside. And so when we started working together, she kind of saw all of these projects when we inquired about it as like a little group of neglected orphans that were being kept in a basement in the dark. Like a very sad, tragic story, like something just horrible. And so we started there. Like she imagined herself as the mother of these creations and all of the that had become these abandoned children that were now like withering and suffering in this dark, scary place. And the great thing about being creative is that we can take those imagined stories about what's going on and we can imagine them a little differently. So, what we started to do was instead think about these projects, if they were indeed, you know, if the metaphor of children kind of worked in this case, instead we put them on like a little manor. They lived on a really nice house and it had a wraparound porch. And there was lots of space for them to run around and play and climb trees. I'd smell the flowers. They were friends with each other. They hung out with each other, kept each other company. There were some surrogate caregivers living on the manor who made sure the kids were safe and they had everything they needed. So even though the creator was not interacting with the creations that she had started, instead we put them in this really nice waiting room, like very lush, very beautiful. And so I want you to think about any unconscious stories around what this means or any metaphorical constructs you may have around what's happened to your projects. If you think of them as like entities or beings, since you've left them, where do you imagine they are? And might you imagine them someplace slightly more enjoyable for your creation? So those are some things to kind of start with. And to start to investigate and interrogate. And then we want to bring in some grace. So it's time to like be nice to yourself, be gentle, be forgiving. This is very normal in the creative process. Creating things, bringing new visions into the world, it's hard. Like it's hard to take what's in your brain, what's in your vision, what's in your mind, what's in your dreams, and turn it into something real. Sometimes it takes a really long time. It takes a lot of persistence. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of mistakes and reworking and puzzling and figuring things out. It's hard. Usually we don't even know what we're making until we've halfway made it. And sometimes we don't know what we're making until we've made it all the way. So it requires a lot to really see something through. And sometimes we don't have all of that in us to give. And as I said before, it's okay to not finish things. Like it doesn't mean anything about you. There's nothing wrong with you. There's probably lots of things in your life that you have finished. And not everything in nature, not everything in the great mysterious creation is meant to have a total growth cycle from like the very seedling all the way to maturity, to old age, to death. Some things don't have a full life cycle, and that's okay. Also, some projects are just for us to kind of fuck around with, and they're not necessarily meant to become a masterpiece or a completed thing. Maybe it was an idea that grabbed onto us for a time so that we could do something a little differently. We could try a different technique. We could come at the creative process from a different angle. Maybe we just needed to express how we were feeling about something or explore our feelings and perspectives around life events or some other encounter we've had in the world. Maybe we just needed to play around with a new idea, a new philosophy, and just move some creative energy through us. And I think moving creative energy is more important than doing nothing. So if you have a lot of unfinished projects, and you're sitting there thinking, I'm a turd who never finishes what I start. Let's flip that and think, I am so creative that I have all of these ideas coming to me. I can't possibly finish them all. Look at this array of many different projects, some of which I finished and some of which I haven't. Like, that's a great thing for you as a creative person that you have connection with that many ideas. Right. So we're giving ourselves grace. And then we want to do the same thing, giving grace to any of the feelings we may have. So if you do feel shame, if you do feel guilt, sad or depression, like sad or down on yourself because you haven't finished something, let's just forgive that. Like those feelings are normal. It's okay to feel that way. We just want to acknowledge that feeling that way isn't probably going to help us get back to the project and make a clear decision about whether we want to get into it again or, you know, let it float on into the past. So here's some creative exploration prompts to help you determine whether you want to connect with an old project or not. And I'm going to put these questions in the show notes so that you can review them outside of the episode. I recommend journaling on some of these questions or using whatever creative medium you enjoy to explore these questions and help you make a determination. So, the first one is just what is the project? Like give it a name, make up a name for it, even if that's, never the permanent title. Just give it a description, give it a name. Start by thinking about what it was and describing it. The next question, the next exploration, what felt good about starting the project originally? Why were you interested in it? What did it feel like to get into it? How did that change what you were doing or what you were creating? What good came out of working with the project, even if you only did so for a short time? So, did you learn anything? Did you enjoy anything? Did you start doing something new that you weren't doing before? Just think about those things. We're mostly focused on what we haven't done or what's not working. So we want to think about what already came out of it. Like, how might it have already served its purpose in a sense? And then we want to think about number three, are you interested in these things now, given who you are today, the journey you've been on since you started, since you set it aside, all the way to where you are at this moment? Does that project and what it's all about have any interest for you at this time? Again, it's okay if it doesn't. Like, you changed. That's great. That's normal. That's good. You're growing. Congratulations. Then we want to think about the thoughts you have about not working on the project for however long. So, this one I really recommend journaling about. Like, write down honestly all of the thoughts you have about not working on the project. So, yeah, just be so blatantly honest. Be like, say it in the ugly way that your thoughts are thinking it. What stories do you have associated with the whole experience? I would let yourself go for at least 10 minutes and fill up a whole page of every thought and adjacent thought and side thought that may be lurking inside you around this project. Once you've done that, this may be a little difficult, but read over that page of all the thoughts, all the stories, and just notice them. Just be aware of them. This is just an inventory of what's there. And try to take a step back and look at that inventory, maybe if possible, with kind of a little bit of removal, like some objectivity or some neutrality. And just look at those thoughts and think, like, if I'm thinking these thoughts about it, what is that making me feel? Like, what feeling is going to come from those thoughts? Is it sadness? Is it shame? Is it guilt? Is it confusion? Is it overwhelm? What are the different feelings that come from the thoughts you're thinking? And then ask yourself, like, is this true? Are these stories, are these thoughts, are they true? What if I didn't believe them? What if I thought something else? And then maybe begin to imagine some different stories or thoughts that you can bring in. So, similar to what we did with those very sad orphans in the basement, we brought them out and we put them on a beautiful homestead where there were flowers and butterflies and delicious peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. What's a way that you can use your own imagination to reframe the way that you're relating to this project? What if you forgave yourself for not working on it for a long time? What if you forgave yourself for every feeling you had for not working on it for a long time? What if you could change all of that? What if you could remix it? What if it could feel different, sound different? So that's kind of the work of like looking back and seeing what's been going on since you walked away up until now. And that's the work we need to do just to kind of clean house, like to get really clear about what's inside and what we might need to sort out so that we can come back with a little more fresh energy. So to start doing that, to bring that fresh energy toward the project, I would recommend just sitting kind of quietly, maybe with yourself or maybe in proximity to the project, depending how you feel, and close your eyes. Just kind of go back to the time when you started to what it felt like, what you remember it feeling like to work on the project. See yourself kind of doing the work. Imagine yourself picking it up again. Imagine what that might look like inside your life now. What could you discover? What could you inquire about? What possibility is still there? When you kind of just take a moment to reconnect that way in an imaginative way, then you can start to ask yourself, like, does this feel like it has life for me? Do I want to keep working on it? Do I want to pick it up now? Do I want to check in later and see if I want to pick it up? Do I want to let it go? If you find that the answer is yes, and you do want to get back in touch with this project, then I would just take it slow. You don't have to figure out all the steps. You don't have to know exactly what it's going to look like at the end. You don't have to know what it's about fully. You just need to make contact. So it's kind of like reaching out to that old friend that you haven't texted in months and months and months. And it's like once we waited several weeks or 2 months, we felt bad because we hadn't reached out. So then we just keep not reaching out. But the friend still loves us. We still love the friend. A simple hello is going to go a long way. It's going to feel good. You're going to stop feeling bad because you haven't texted. And they're going to be really excited to hear from you because they haven't heard from you in a while. So we just want to make some light contact. We're going to take the project out. We're going to look at it. We might reread it. We're just going to connect with it in some way. There is probably a fear as well that if you do connect with it, you're going to look at it and be like, wow, this was total shit. Like, I suck. I'm terrible at creating whatever it is I create. And sure, that's possible. But if we come at it with curiosity about the project, not about how good or bad we are, but like, what was I trying to do here? What was I exploring? Why was this project interested in me? Why did it choose me at that time? And why did I engage with it? So you're just kind of looking from the different place that you are in time today, back at what this was, and just getting reacquainted. It's kind of like the awkward coffee you're going to have with that old friend after you haven't texted them in a long time. There's going to be like a, you know, the first 10 minutes are going to be a little strange, a little stilted, but then you're going to get in your groove. So just expect a little discomfort, but come with curiosity. One thing you might try if it feels really loaded is to write a little letter to your project. Like, hey, it was really fun. We were hanging out. I was really enjoying this and that, but then I got scared, or then I got whatever. Just kind of, that's another way to kind of sort through some of these questions that I'm offering. And from there, I think you can start to figure out how you want to go forward. And again, I would not set yourself up with a lot of expectations. I would not give yourself a rigid schedule for working on the project daily. Let it be loose, let it be fluid. You don't have to make a new commitment. You're just exploring. And just know that any little bit that you do to reconnect, to do some work, to add on, to refresh or revise, all of that is in service to the project. So any contact, any relationship you're having with it, that all counts. That's great. And you may go through this process and find, like, you know what? I'm good. Like, maybe all you needed from this was to stop feeling bad about letting it go and just let it go. And that's great because that means you have regained some emotional energy that you were giving away to the guilt or the shame or the disappointment you have in yourself for not continuing the project. You can just totally release that and say, you know what? I've got new things going on. And after these new things, there will be more new things. I have a whole creative and magical life full of new ideas that will be coming to me. I don't know when. So I hope that helps you if you are one of those creative spirits out there with a project that's been sitting in a drawer or a closet or a garage or a basement. Yeah, those are some ways to bring it back into your life to figure out what you want to do with it. I think it's important to kind of sort these things out because we do carry some emotional weight around this stuff. And the more we hold on to that, the heavier it gets. So do yourself a favor, maybe explore some of these questions. Once again, they're in the show notes. You can refer to them there. And then if you want more support for your creative practice, for your creative explorations, for figuring out what you want to be working on or how you want to move forward with something or how to navigate all the feelings of doing creative work inside the monstrosity of capitalism, I am here to support you. I'm a creative coach and mentor, and you can go to my website, typewritertarot.com, fill out a little form, and we can have a 1 hour call that's free to just find out what it might be like to work together. So if you're looking support like that, that's where to find me. I hope this helps you. I hope this episode isn't too terribly long. All right, take care. Have and enjoy your creative and magical life.